Secret is sauerkraut. It brings a special taste that'll bring a smile to your face. Just one of the many secrets at Steaksmith. Some that have been enjoyed for 37 years and others that are new and surprising. Come and be surprised and delighted at Steaksmith. Enjoy the many made from scratch, carefully prepared secrets. Steaksmith at El Gancho, 988-3333. Reservations are a good idea.
If you've always wanted to be in a band but didn't know where to start or didn't think you had the skills, then you've got to listen to this. You can be a rock star and play in a real band.
The Candyman Rock School is a rock, pop, metal, or worship band experience for both kids and adults in all skill levels, including beginners. We'll place you in a band based on your ability where you'll practice once a week for 6 weeks with Santa Fe's finest professional instructors. And we bring it all together with a concert. Every concert is recorded and every student gets a copy of the DVD. We're now registering for our spring session that begins March 21st. It's an immersive, fun, hands-on rock band experience to last a lifetime.
The Candyman and Rock School sponsor, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, are looking for sponsors to help pay for young rockers who would otherwise not be able to participate.
More information and registration can be found online at thecandymanstringsandthings.com or call me, Milton, at 983-5906. The Candyman Strings and Things.
Santa Fe's Community Music Center. Make sure to attend our open house on Sunday, March 13th. At 3 o'clock.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there and welcome to a special broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome all the buyers, sellers, renters, homeowners, and real estate brokers who have decided to tune into the show today and spend the next hour with us. I'd also like to say a quick hello to my friend and today's in-studio guest, Steve Riemann, Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, my buddy.
Thank you very much. It's so nice to be here.
Well, it's a beautiful day, finally. I've been out of town for a week, but what's the weather been like?
It's been wonderful. We're transitioning into spring. The flowers are starting to look up. We've got some buds on some of the trees, and the season of renewal is upon us.
Well, in a few minutes, Steve and I are going to talk about that renewal situation and all the buds that are springing up in real estate, so stay tuned. But before we get into that, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And you'll see a roster of these stellar companies. And one of these companies, Fast Signs of Santa Fe, offers you a range of sign and graphic services, whether you're an individual or a business in our fair city. For more information, give Joe Martinez and his team of professionals a call at 474-3551. Again, that's 474-3551. Or, again, you can check out Fast Signs of Santa Fe by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. And as always, if you want to send your own real estate comments or questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. And we usually get quite a few questions when Mr. Riemann's in the studio, in the house, as they say. So go ahead and send those questions to us at any point during the program, and we'll try to read them. Again, we have a very full show today, so I want to kick off things as we normally do with some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Well, I want to talk about some changes in the spring, although I'm not sure that they're buds.
Okay.
The Federal Reserve has mandated a major change in the way that loan officers meet are compensated. This will begin on April 1st. The bottom line is this change is that loan officers can't use rate as a basis for compensation. The precedent system exists basically with a par rate. Let's say today's par rate is 4 5/8, where there's no rebate or no yield spread premium to me. At 4 3/4, I might make 1%, which I perceive as an adequate compensation. But at 5%, I might make 2%. The basic fact is that I work in a competitive world with various sources of information, and my compensation and the consumer's benefit is set by this competition. In the new system, I can be compensated by the lender or the borrower, but not by both. Each lender will set a basic rate with a fixed compensation, but will offer a par rate. The par rate means that the borrower will have to pay my compensation in origination fees or points, which I don't like to charge. As lenders then begin to announce how they will deal with this change, it is becoming clear that, as with all the other changes in recent changes in the mortgage world, the consumer will pay the price in either less competitive rates or higher fees. There are suits that have been filed against the Federal Reserve as being anti-competitive, but it seems to me that another milestone passes and the consumer bears the burden.
Yeah, and there are a lot of changes, Andrew, that are going on this year that are going to impact on lenders and borrowers. And Steve Rehman and I are going to talk about that. I guess the first one is the Federal Housing Administration is going to raise the annual premium and charges to borrowers by a quarter of a percentage point in April. Then in October, the maximum...
It's more than a quarter of a percentage point. It's a quarter of a percentage point on the monthly, and it's another tenth of a percent on the upfront.
Good catch. Yes, you're absolutely right. Also in October, as you well know, the maximum size of loans the federal government backs is scheduled to drop to $625,500 from its current level of $729,750. And then as you well know, and we've talked about this before, and we're going to talk about this at great length today and on previous or on additional shows, is that there is a proposal to basically phase out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So the bottom line is that on top of what you've talked about today, these changes are going to make it more difficult for people to get loans. Isn't that the bottom line? And to be able to afford them.
Well, that's it. I just think the loans are going to become more expensive.
Well, anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today and on future shows. So, Andrew, you've sort of set the stage for us. But we've got some good news, though, out there. Mr. Rehman, Professor Rehman's come with a technique that is being well used here in the Santa Fe area that maybe can help some people sort of buffer against these changes. So anyway, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, thanks so much for being on the show today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
See you next Sunday.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Again, I want to welcome Steve Rehman, who is, I'm calling him Mr. Daylight Savings Time today. I always like to give you a title based on what's going on Sunday. So I'm always stretching to find, but today, and if you're out there and you're not listening to us, it's because you didn't move your clock forward. Isn't that right? So anyway, all those listeners who did move their clock forward, thank you very much for joining us. So Mr. Steve Rehman, who's the Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title, I want to welcome to the show. And I always like to start out, Steve, unless you want to talk about something else, but sort of your view. You have your finger on the pulse of real estate like no one else I know. Where are we today? It's been 30 days since you last commented on this.
But we're very excited. First of all, you know, with any renewal in springtime, and obviously the weather's transitioned a little bit weak, and we've got a little raise in temperatures, and people feel a little bit good about getting outside, et cetera. Consumers need to know this is the time when a lot of sellers will start putting their property on the market. We'll see a lot of new fresh inventory that's not been on the market before. We'll have an opportunity to see some of the homes that have been hidden on the sidelines for a while, perhaps taken off the market. And so a lot of sellers will put new inventory on the market now in anticipation of what we anticipate to be a good spring and summer selling season. So for one thing, buyers need to get out.
Right.
Buyers need to get out and see the inventory because it's going to be new and refreshed and way more opportunities than there had been so that buyers can get out, actually pick out the house of their dreams, see more inventory. Frankly, most of the buyers that we're seeing now at closing table are actually seeing as many as 50 or 60 or even 70 homes
before they buy. Wow.
Which is a remarkable education process, and buyers need to do that now. They really do, because until you see a lot of inventory, you're not going to be able to define your own needs, your own wants, where you are in the marketplace, etc. So, you know, now's the time to work your real estate broker to death, if you will.
And that's a good point, and a lot of our colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty who know the market probably better than just about anybody else in the industry have commented on the fact, Steve, that a lot of the properties that we had high inventory for a long time, we still have high inventory, but the message that a lot of our broker colleagues are delivering is that the best properties have already been purchased. They've been picked over. There was this surge in contracts at the end of 2010. And so if there were great bargains out there, and indeed there were, and with low interest rates, the great properties have gone. So your refreshing of the spring market phenomenon is, I think, important to note, so that a lot of buyers who maybe have sort of exhausted what's out there and they're sort of saying, well, I still don't see what I really want to buy, stay tuned. In another couple of weeks, it's going to change dramatically.
Absolutely right. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll see a lot more inventory on, and a lot of it refreshed, some of it remodeled before it was put back on the market if it was taken off. And so there'll be an influx of premium homes again and premium buys that buyers need to really take advantage of. This is a fun time of year. We always see our inventory grow in March and April as more and more people anticipate selling their homes towards the end of school or over the summer season.
Right, and a lot of people come here in the spring, come back in the summer for all the events that take place in Santa Fe and in the fall, and they say, you know what, honey, this is a great place, we ought to buy. So they're going to get a taste of it. We did get a question here, Steve, from Barbara. Let's look at the clock. We've got plenty of time for it. Ray, I asked to raise Barbara, sorry. Do you and Steve have a view whether prices will go lower? My friends keep telling me to wait a while longer before buying. Your opinion, from Barbara. Thank you, Barbara, and thank you for tuning in today. A lot of different opinions on this. No one has a pure crystal ball, but I think we have beat this horse to death that prices are just about, I think, where they're going to be. And going back to what Steve was saying a few minutes ago, a lot of properties have been purchased. A lot of the best properties have been purchased. Prices are probably pretty much at the level. The other issue, though, and I'm sorry she asked me for your opinion on that, but let me give you mine. The other issue is that, or I can just shut up, whatever you guys want. The other issue on it is that as interest rates start to rise, that price lowering differential is erased. Because if you're paying more to get a loan to buy the house and you've been bottom feeding, sorry to use that term, but that's what it is, then you're going to miss the boat. Correct, Steve?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Affordability is not only in price, but it is certainly in affordability of funds. And that's, frankly, getting more and more restricted. You can see, as Andrew said, the cost of financing going up. So, you may sit and wait for the price to drop another 2 or 3%. I personally don't believe that we're going to see any massive drop in prices. I think that most of the drop in prices that we see now is in the actual negotiation process, where perhaps someone's coming in with an offer that's at 92 or 93% of the list price, and they settle somewhere in between. Well, yes, prices are dropping through the negotiation, but to sit on the sidelines and to hope or to expect that prices will drop further, I don't see it happening at all.
One last statistic, and then we have to take a break. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold that statistic, and we'll take a break here. Gino Thompson, my producer, we're going to come back. I have Mr. Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title in the studio with me today. We've got another major issue that we want to talk about that relates to the difficulty associated with getting a loan. Professor Riemann has a solution, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens and Consignment Gallery, 2701 Cerritos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
This is what happens when Mike Malloy is on.
Wow, was that a state dinner at the White House for China's leader or what? Talk about celebrities. No, I don't mean the entertainers. I mean the capital's heavyweights. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, Murdoch's wife. All were there to celebrate the rise of Chinese capitalism, the new boss, not the same old boss.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Mike Malloy, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk 1260 KTRC.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Hi, NBA forward Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
And that's a slam dunk.
Whether you like to shoot hoops like me, skateboard, ride a bike,
or dance on your roof,
be a player.
Get up, play, and move it your way.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about a variety of very timely real estate issues, and I'm fortunate and very lucky and proud and privileged and all those sort of good things to have Mr. Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title in the broadcast booth with me. We always have fun together, don't we, Gino? It's great to have Steve here. He's a font of information, and he's got a few good jokes, too, occasionally. Anyway, before we go back in the program, I want to take a moment to tell you about the next remote broadcast that we're staging, which will take place on Sunday, April 3rd at Renati's Cafe on Highway 50 in Glorieta. My broker colleague Ron Lando Brown is hosting a major Glorieta community open house. There will be an arts and crafts sale, musical entertainment, internationally known artists and sculptors, free hot dogs and beverages for as long as they last, and a special guest lecturer speaking about the famous Battle of Glorieta. And, of course, we'll be doing a live remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. So, again, join us for some fun on Sunday, April 3rd from 12 to 4 at Renati's Cafe on Highway 50 in Glorieta. I now want to welcome the executive officer of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, who is also the host of his own radio show on KTRC, Mr. Kim Shanahan. Nice having you on All Things Real Estate, Kim.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Steve and Gina. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well, and does this feel sort of funny to be on the other side of the session? I mean, you're usually interviewing people.
Well, yeah, but it's okay, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, you know, the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, among other things, is hosting several major public events this year, as they do each year. And today, and actually over the next couple of months, we're going to have Kim on the show to give us an idea about what these events are all about. So I should say that also say that one of the major corporate supporters of All Things Real Estate, insurance provider Hub International, is also a big financial supporter of these events, for which I'm sure, Kim, you're greatly appreciative, aren't you?
Well, I must say I am. Hub Insurance has been one of our most consistent and biggest supporters, the single biggest sponsor. It used to be, back a few years ago, that title companies were, but I know that Steve and his associates have kind of had to rein things in a little bit, but apparently the insurance industry is still going strong. And Hub Insurance, of course, with Charlie Wheeler and Emily Mascarenhas, write a lot of workman's compensation policies for our association. And Charlie was generous enough to donate some of his airtime to us so we could help promote a couple of our events. So we really, good shout out to Charlie.
Well, it was very kind of Charlie. And also, I'm going to give Steve Riemann some equal time here in a minute to talk about the title industry and their support of what you guys are doing. But, Kim, let's talk about the calendar. You've got three big events that I know of, and actually Fingers crossed we may be participating with you. I think we are going to be participating with you on one of them. But
yeah,
the first one's coming up in the spring. So let's talk about 1, 2, 3, spring, August, and fall, okay?
Well, the spring event, of course, is our annual home design and remodeling show. We have had it now for almost 20 years, and now we have it down at the Community Convention Center. It is really the biggest and best home show in northern New Mexico. A lot of businesses really count on their entire year to really get out there in front of the public on this. And, you know, Ray, one of the things I want to say to your loyal listeners, the real estate community, is that this really, I think, is an opportunity for realtors to get out in front of the public, too. You know,
yeah,
the booths are affordable, and, you know, a couple, you and your associates might want to consider throwing down for a booth and getting out and talking about some of your listings, look for new listings, and so on. So I think it's appropriate for the real estate community, too.
Yeah, we actually did a remote broadcast with you, not for the spring event, but for the fall event one year, and I was shocked by the number of people that actually came to the event, so in a good way. So I agree with you that anybody that is in real estate, whatever the capacity,
yeah,
should consider this as a great destination. Okay, so that's the spring. What about in the summertime?
Well, summer, of course, is our signal event of the year. It's the annual Haciendas Parade of Homes. And this is an event that literally people even schedule their vacations around because it's right around the Indian market time. And, of course, it's high season for the opera. And we think this year we're going to do a lot better than we even did last year in the number of homes. Last year we only had 15 homes in, and we've already got 16 signed up now, and it's only the 1st of March. And, of course, that deadline, it goes out to May. We're also going to be having a new category this year, which we're going to open up to realtors for existing homes. If a home is less than 5 years old, over $1 million, built by a local Santa Fe builder, they can get that home in the Parade of Homes this year. So we really want to kind of open it up because, honestly, everybody comes to town to see these beautiful, beautiful homes. So.
Oh, that's great. That's a fabulous idea. And here's the one occasion. Last summer we did a remote broadcast of all things real estate from your Grand Hacienda winning property on the second Sunday in August, and it was a tremendous turnout. I literally think there were thousands of people that came through that property even during the 1 hour we were broadcasting the show. We hope to be able to do that again with you if in fact that works for you.
It's solid, Ray. We're committed to it. Sharon Woods, of course, was our winner last year. She's got 3 homes in the parade this year, believe it or not. So the odds are pretty good for Sharon having another shot at it again.
Yeah, she's like one of those trainers or stables that puts in like 3 horses during the Kentucky Derby, and then they're really sort of hedging their bets. All right, so that's the middle event. What about in the fall? What rounds out your events, Kim?
Well, just to be clear, Ray, actually in the past we've had our Green Summit and Expo, and honestly we're going to roll that into the Home Design Remodel Show. We're not going to have a fall event.
Oh, you are? That's great. Okay.
So, yeah, but our Home Design Remodel Show, I mean, basically we've realized that everything we do is green, so we really didn't need a separate event for that, and honestly it's a little hard for folks to commit to 2 of these kind of home shows in a given year. So it really just means that our spring show is going to be even that much bigger, that much better.
Well, you know, you guys are very strategic, very smart over there at the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. This is Kim Shanahan, who's the executive officer. Before I let you go, Kim, I want to give equal time to Steve Riemann with the national title.
Well, Kim, good to hear from you, and we're excited about your events coming up this year. Can you give us some dates?
Yeah, the Home Design Remodel Show is Saturday and Sunday, May 14th and 15th. Still have a few booths left, so give Raquel a call at 982-1774. And, of course, the Parade of Homes is the second and third weekends of August. I think the 13th, 14th, 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
I don't
right.
have my calendar out. And, again, on the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, something like that.
You're absolutely right. Well, Kim Shanahan, again, with the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, thanks so much for being on the show today. Good luck with these events. We'll be having you on regularly over the next couple of months to sort of drill down and talk specifically about the events, okay?
Well, and Steve knows I'm just teasing. I love the guy. He's been a great supporter of our association. So.
He knows you're teasing.
Yeah, I do.
Really. Anyway, Kim Shanahan, thanks so much for being on the show today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon. All right.
Thanks, Ray. I do want to encourage folks to come out to these shows. One of the things that you'll find now, as the builder communities have sort of reinvented themselves, and obviously, yes, we have cut back on our support of home builders. We've cut our advertising and budgets and everything else as we all enter a new phase of doing business with a nominal margin. The nice thing about going to these shows now is you actually get to talk to Kim Shanahan himself.
Yeah.
You'll get to talk to all of the top professionals. It used to be several years ago that you met their salespeople or you met some of their other staff. But now, as so many of the builders have had to scale down, remodelers the same way, that you'll actually get to meet the top dog. That's really important to know that the quality of the commitment that you get from the people you talk with comes from the very top.
Yeah.
I attended a show not long ago, and I was amazed that there were all the presidents and owners of companies. They were all the families that had been running these businesses for years, and you actually sit down with a top high-grade craftsman, and not to say that their other staff or other workers weren't good,
right.
But you now are talking to the top people when you make a choice of building a home or remodeling.
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
Oh, it is, and the good news is that these events are free, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you go, you meet, as Mr. Riemann is saying, with the very best of our industry across the board. You can pick up a lot of good information. You can actually take classes during these events as well. You get to see things. It's a lot of show and tell. So, anyway, Steve Riemann's absolutely right. You're foolish if you're interested in even a peripheral way with real estate not to attend these free events. So anyway, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, actually get Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer of the line, a couple of other people we're going to be interviewing, and Steve Riemann will talk about this very special technique that I keep teasing him about or teasing you about to help you if you are a buyer out there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Dad, remember beans and hot dogs for breakfast?
Huh?
Well, whenever Mom would go out of town, you make the same thing over and over for breakfast. Beans and hot dogs.
What? I don't remember that. Anyway, what kind of dad makes beans and hot dogs for breakfast?
You did. And I loved it.
You never know which moments will be the ones they remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person right here, credit card declined. If we can please have an awkward silence.
Whoa, I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month. Promise.
He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing sort of an internal roundtable of various real estate issues. And before we get back into our conversation with Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title and with my special guest who is holding on the phone right now, I want to make a reference to something in the Santa Fe, New Mexico today. In the real estate section of the newspaper, there is a big ad that Sotheby's International Realty actually has every week in the newspaper. And featured in this, and what I want to talk about for just a second and ask Steve to comment on it, is sort of a cavalcade of very distinguished brokers that are associated with this firm, a number of people who have distinguished themselves in this community in real estate for many, many years. And so I just draw your attention to it. Go and check them out. Look at the names and faces, and I suspect that a lot of people will recognize them. You've worked with a lot of them over the years, haven't you, Steve?
It's been my privilege to work with so many of the brokers at Sotheby's, and I think the recent changes in the real estate brokerages here in town, certainly the merger of Sotheby's, how some of the other companies have all responded, has actually brought new life and new energy into the highest level of performing real estate brokers in town. And competition's obviously good, but, you know, you just start seeing some of this. You know, we talked about the new inventory popping up. I know Abigail Davison's got some new properties up in my particular area. Charles Weber just listed a house on my particular street, Kaisa and Martin. Roxanne Apple's got an open house up there today. And so some of the people that you see that are really getting active really have some new inventory, some really new excitement to bring into the spring market. And, you know, the folks that are featured in the newspaper ads are the folks that, fortunately, we are very blessed to see often at the closing table.
Yes.
Love to see them in our office closing transactions, and here they are on the paper as well, making themselves available.
Well, and I think by extension, and we're not going to get too crazy about this, but by extension, the message here is that these people are among the people that are holding the real estate industry in the fine position that it has been growing back into during these incredibly difficult times. And so my hat is off to all of my new colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty Distinguished Group, and a lot to learn from them as well.
There really is. There's a blending and a mixing of information, talent, styles that just makes the consumer all that much more benefited by the professionalism that we see in the market.
Yeah, so check out that ad in the Santa Fe, New Mexican in the real estate section. I want to welcome now the very well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll to the show. Thank you, Annie, for joining us today. How are you?
Great, Ray. Thank you.
Well, you know, spring's approaching. I read the memo, and I think you've got some suggestions about how art and the seasonal changes can actually go together when it comes to interior design. What were your thoughts?
Well, I recently become involved with a website called Art Graze. It's a local website, and it's essentially a resource, it's a virtual resource of pre-qualified artists who are represented by galleries or by designers, or they're self-represented. And it's a website that's really speaking about interior design and art and how those things play together. And it just got me thinking about inspiration and living in Santa Fe and everything that's available here, and the message is to get out and see some great art in Santa Fe. We are so fortunate to have such an amazing community of art, and you know, the Friday night art walks are great, and I'm sure they're, with the weather changing, it's a fun thing to do on a Friday, and you know, maybe take apart some of these districts, the Canyon Road District and the Rail Yard District and Palace Avenue, and I think art's very inspiring, and it's uplifting, and it's spring, and it just seems like a great way to start spring.
A good seasonal transition, but also, too, for you as a professional, as an interior designer, it's got to be somewhat of an anomaly because not every community has the array of art selection available that you can actually turn your clients onto as they're designing the interiors of their properties, correct?
That is correct, and also the wide variety of price point and the sculpture and the textiles and all of the things that really incorporate the art world. We're so fortunate to have it in our backyard. And I know personally sometimes it takes me to have a company to really get out and see what's new and what's going on in the art world in Santa Fe. Mm.
Well, as always, Annie O'Carroll, great insight, terrific observations as we are approaching this springtime change. And if you want to actually contact Annie, you can go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. Look for the Annie O'Carroll logo. Give Annie a call. She'd be more than happy to provide you with some of the best interior design services in the entire region. Annie, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. And I also want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, please call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. We did a very successful remote broadcast with Tom Simon at a Homeowners Association gathering on the 23rd of January, and he was so delighted with it that he's actually coming back, and we're going to do one in is it going to be in May, I believe, sort of a wrap-up session when the legislature goes out. So I'll tell you what, we were going to have a conversation with my good friend Randy Moya from Wynn Home Inspection, but Gino can't seem to get him on the line. So I'll tell you what, Steve, let's go back to our conversation. I've been teasing the listeners with this. Because we have this difficult situation with getting loans, you have to pre-qualify it at, you know, your credit score has to be at a certain level. You've got to have a large down payment. As Andrew Hoffman talked about, the rules of the road are being changed. The federal government is lowering the amount of money that can go into the high end of jumbo loans. They're making it more difficult for practitioners like himself. And with the phasing out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, those two institutions that have been underwriting loans to the secondary market for so long are going to be fading away. So the bottom line is that it's, as Andrew said, it's going to be more expensive to get loans and more challenging. It already is for some people, but you've got a solution.
Well, I wouldn't know that we have a solution for all cases, but, you know, any time that you see this sort of shifting going on, particularly among Washington entities and bureaucrats, you know, usually the free market will sort of find a place to take the pressure off some of the things that the government creates. Right now we're closing a lot of real estate contracts, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about essentially where the seller can carry part or all of the financing of the home. Maybe a seller doesn't need all their equity out of the property right now. And so we're seeing a lot of people. It's very interesting. It's almost like an underground revival or revolution of seller financing. People who want to get out of the institutional grid of loans and fees and difficulties that we're experiencing now. And so we're seeing a lot of closings that take place where the seller will actually carry the financing for the buyer, perhaps for a small period of time, maybe 2, 3, 5 years. What it's doing is it's enabling buyers to get into homes now, even if they've suffered some credit hit, if they've suffered a bankruptcy hit, if they have another property they've not been able to sell somewhere else. But where those buyers are able to get into the home, the seller will carry the financing, or seller will carry part of the debt for a certain period of time again. And then at some point in time, presumably when the market rebounds and the institutional loans loosen up a little bit, people will be able to refinance their positions out of these real estate contracts. There are a lot of people, though, that are just going, you know, we don't need the banks. We don't need the feds. We just want to be able to buy and sell homes in our market, and we'll use the seller financing mechanism to do it.
Now, Steve Riemann, Fidelity National Title, actually teaches the course on real estate contracts, and I think maybe there are a couple of things we need to point out here. There is some risk involved associated with them. There is a special document called a real estate contract that is used in these transactions as opposed to a regular purchase agreement that most buyers and sellers see. And you have to have a willing buyer and a willing seller to sort of play in this area that's been around for a long time, but it's still new to most people. Are those all correct points?
Oh, absolutely correct points. And they're not a substitute for bad credit and bad transactions, but they are able to get people into homes that otherwise couldn't because of institutional financing barriers. Again, maybe they're able to roll out that loan in a couple years and get themselves out of this particular transaction. These are standard forms. These are standard forms created by the Real Estate Association of New Mexico. They do have some underlying risk, and it's typically what we call the alienation or due-on-sale clause of an underlying mortgage.
And why don't you pause for a moment and explain what that is for someone who doesn't know what that is.
Great. So if you have a mortgage on your home presently, then that mortgage has a provision called the due-on-sale clause, alienation clause, that essentially says when you alienate yourself from the property, separate yourself from the property, i.e. sell the property,
right,
you're supposed to pay off this loan in full.
Mm-hmm.
And the lender has the right, technically, to call those loans due.
Mm-hmm.
The point is right now a lot of lenders are not calling them due. And they understand that in order to make transactions happen, they need to sort of cooperate with these seller finance transactions. And so while there are certainly technical risks, and, you know, we get people to consult with their attorneys and all the rest of this stuff, we are nevertheless seeing a real powerful increase in seller financing.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, I know plenty of brokers that are actually working with their buyers and only searching for and only looking at those transactions or those properties where the seller has said, yes, I will consider seller financing.
Mm-hmm.
I will consider carrying part of the debt for a while to let this property transact. And so we're just seeing a large increase in it. It's kind of fun, the offbeat folks that we meet that also want to try and use this. But I got to tell you something. We're closing doctors and lawyers and everybody else on real estate contracts. It's not that difficult. It's not that risky. In fact, we have a local escrow company here that Investors Escrow. Abby probably services 1,200, 1,400, 1,500 real estate contracts presently, where she is handling the payments between the buyers and the sellers and perhaps an underlying lender as well. So they are not that obscure.
Right.
And they are really a mechanism to move properties right now.
And growing in significance and probably even more so with the changes that we've been talking about during this program and on previous shows, changes in the lender situation out there. So I would recommend two things. As a broker, I can tell you that there are a number of brokers that use this, but it still is somewhat of a new phenomenon to the entire broker community. But you need to really be careful about it, and I highly recommend that if anyone out there, brokers included, and there are a lot of them that listen to this show, call Steve Riemann because he knows the formula that you need to take to make this work for you and your client. I think it's only going to grow in time, so we ought to all get educated on it. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our last segment of the show and include our famous Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch home site offers access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com. That's discovercanyonridge.com, or call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
I don't get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
they are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors clearly inferior balls.
Smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We've got to get the word out.
Word out. Hey, maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money, and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profit.
So, we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold on.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, and by the sound of that music, you know that you have reached with us the Open House of the Week segment brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Now today I have my colleague, the very well-respected Chris Haynes of Sotheby's International Realty on the line with us. Chris is going to be going to his own open house today from 2 to 4 at 6 Desert Rain, and Chris, you know how this drill works. You've got about 2 minutes to sell the listeners on all the attributes of this terrific property. How are you today?
Pretty good, Ray.
Well, you've
got
yourself? Well, I'm doing all right. You've got the floor, my friend, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Ray, for the opportunity to tell your listeners about the property I'm going to be holding open this afternoon. You've already given the address and everything, but I think at the end of this I'll give it again just to imprint it on people's minds. And one thing I'd want to start out saying is, as you well know, Ray, there are lots of ordinary properties on the market all the time. This is not one of them. This is really a truly exceptional house. And not only is it beautifully constructed, but it's located on an almost 3-acre lot with huge views to the east and south. Sangre views, which are, you know, kind of money views, are fantastic and will never be compromised by anyone building in the view corridor, and it's a fully protected site. And then the house itself, wonderful craftsmanship and materials of the highest quality were used throughout the house. Some features in the house include exquisite cherry wood floors, which are really kind of knock you out when you walk in the entryway. There are a lot of custom built-ins throughout the house. The kitchen features granite countertops, and there's a large granite countertop that serves as space, workspace in the kitchen, and on the other side is a kind of informal family breakfast bar, is what I would call it. Really beautiful, incredible custom cabinetry in the kitchen and upscale appliances, very spacious and light and bright. And the house was built on what I would call an open concept design. The large living room has extra high ceilings and is open to a very spacious dining room that is also open to the kitchen. So the center core of the house is this wonderful large, the spaces are open but separate from each other, but very open to each other. Large windows and French doors in this area emphasize the mountain views and the natural landscaping. An off-living and dining room is a large, deep portal, perfect for summer entertaining. And it's much bigger than what most people think of as a portal. It's really a big, entertaining, almost outdoor summer living and dining space. And the spacious master bedroom suite is at one end of the house and contains a second fireplace. The first one is in the living room. It also has French doors that open to the portal. A wonderful master bath and large walk-in closet complete this master suite. And then additionally, there are two more bedrooms and baths, and one of the bedrooms is being used as an office and makes perfect office space if someone doesn't need three bedrooms. Mm. A fully equipped laundry room leads to a large and completely finished two-car garage, and some features in the house are in-floor radiant heat, plus evaporative cooling and a security system. And one other thing I would say is that the entry to the house is through a beautifully landscaped courtyard, all on a drip system. Also, there's an extensive rainwater catchment system with a cistern. So it's a very efficient house from that standpoint. It's about 5 years old. It was built, custom built for the owner, and so it's a one-owner property. And I guess an important statistic is it's just under 2,700 square feet. The lot is 2.9 acres, and it's priced at $740,000.
Well, great job, Chris, and that sounds like a terrific home. And, again, you're going to be there from 2 to 4 today. Again, this is 6 Desert Rain. To close out this little interview we've got here, what's the best way for people to get to this property?
Yeah, coming from town, Ray, you will turn onto Las Campanas Drive. People, folks know how to get to that from 599. And then left off of Las Campanas Drive onto Los Sueños Drive, and then left again very shortly onto Desert Rain. Desert Rain is a very short cul-de-sac, and this house sits at the top of the cul-de-sac.
Mm. Well, this is Chris Haynes, associate broker at Sotheby's International Realty. He's going to be doing an open house at 6 Desert Rain today. Lovely three-bedroom, two full-bath, one three-quarter-bath property listed at $740,000. Lots of amenities, beautiful location, terrific views. Chris, it sounds like a winner to me. I hope the buyer or the seller is on his or her way there, okay?
Okay, thanks very much, Ray. I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, Mr. Steve Riemann, we're going to be closing out the show here. You wanted to go back a moment to real estate contracts.
I did, folks. I just wanted to encourage folks to seek information out on this. One of the advantages of being in Santa Fe is we have what we call a fairly low loan-to-value ratio. That is, a lot of folks have a lot of equity in their properties, nice properties, perhaps lower debt than average consumers around the country, which puts sellers in a perfect position to perhaps consider a real estate contract, deferring or postponing a bit the recovery of their equity, but nevertheless transacting their home. And there's just so many opportunities here, both advantages to buyers and sellers. For buyers, it's a fairly quick way to get in, no loan costs, none of the hassles of institutional lenders, et cetera. So I just want to encourage consumers and listeners to talk to their real estate brokers. We meet every week with another real estate broker or two who has a consumer. They want to come in. They want to talk things through. They just want to have the opinion of a third person. Mm-hmm. And so we love to meet with consumers and brokers alike to discuss the risks, to discuss the advantages, so that people can be informed in the marketplace. You know, all of real estate industry professionals see themselves as allies. Our allying with other professionals as well as consumers to help them meet their housing and investment goals.
And the point here that Mr. Riemann's underscoring is that we're going to start seeing more of these real estate contracts in the system. This is a phenomenon that's going to pick up. It's not going to decrease. So if, in fact, and we did receive another email from Eric, I heard a little bit about what you and Steve were talking about, this device. Can you give the highlights? Eric, I think he just tuned in now, so he probably did get the highlights of it. So anyway, I would encourage anyone who's out there who wants to find out more about a real estate contract to call Steve Riemann at Fidelity National Title here in town. Why don't you give that phone number, Steve?
995-8800.
Yeah, because you're going to hear more about these devices, and if you're not familiar with it, or if you're a real estate broker and you're not familiar with it, call Steve, and he's got the poop on it. Or the information or whatever. Anyway, something else that's sort of exciting is you guys are moving.
We are indeed. Our offices will relocate this coming Friday. We are currently at 515 Dungas Bar, the south part of the Paseo Loop. We are moving to the north part of the Paseo Loop to 300 Paseo de Peralta. That is actually located in front of the Los Alamos National Bank at the corner of Griffin and Paseo. Actually next door to Carlos Gilbert Elementary School.
Uh-huh.
We are very excited about our new home and our new offices to be able to serve consumers. But one of the things I have to tell you about, and I want to invite consumers and real estate brokers, really no kidding, to inquire about this, our website, our email is santafe@fnf.com. FNF is Fidelity National Financial, FNF. So it's santafe@fnf.com if you have some interest. We have found in our basement, we own the original Avery Bowman Santa Fe County title plan.
Wow.
We have found plats and flyers and bulletins and information in getting prepared to move where I think the consumers and the real estate brokers are going to go nuts for some of the nostalgic, informational stuff that we've learned that we have on staff now. We're going to be holding some special events to make this available to folks to be able to see your house on a 1913 flyer that says, you know, two-bedroom, one bath, sold for $900.
Nice.
It's some unbelievable stuff. We're really excited to share it with you.
Well, let's stay tuned on that. Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title is going to be talking a little bit more about some events where they're going to be rolling out this very interesting stuff they found down in the basement of their building. So, anyway, I want to thank Steve for being on the show today, offering, as always, some very useful real estate commentary. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate and Debbie back at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for giving our loyal listeners a terrific show today. Thank you for tuning into the program. Please know I'd love to help you if you need some help. Call me at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Progressive Talk for Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico. Talk 1260 KTRC.